Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
You guys ever been in a situation like this where you're dating and you kind of tell a little lie?
Yes.
All right, and you're not exactly sure when you're supposed to, like, when the relationship is getting serious enough to where you come clean.
Yes.
And you keep putting it off.
Uh-huh.
And you keep putting it off.
I've never done the lying, no.
See,
I've been lied to.
Well, this lie has gotten to a point where it's way more serious, and she's coming to you, Bert Show listeners, asking for a little advice. We are going to call her Mary Jane.
Oh, God. How appropriate.
Hi, Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
And she's on the voice disguiser this morning. Hi, Mary Jane.
Hello.
Hi. How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, I'm doing all right. A little anxious, but I'm doing okay. Yeah, oh, it's weird. I can kind of
hear it. Sounds strange.
There we go.
Okay. Anyway, so I moved here, and I met a really great guy, and he's really great. I'm really in love with him, and I found out that he's going to be proposing to me pretty soon, and I'm a little worried about accepting because I've kind of led him along on a not a huge lie, but I think it could mean something to people. So, you know, like he might be upset if he finds out the truth.
Okay, now you've been going out with this guy for how long?
Basically, I met him about 6 weeks after I got here, so almost 2 years we've been together.
2 years,
yeah.
Okay. And the lie that you've been telling him since day one?
Okay, It all started, sounds really strange, but it started about 10 years ago. I applied for my driver's license, and when I got it back, it said that I was 10 years younger than what I really am. So I got it, you know, when I was 32, but it came back and said that I was 22. And now I've had this license, and every time I've applied for anything, I just, you know, I use the birth date that they give me on the license.
Okay.
And I've never had any problems, but I'm worried now.
Because if the DMV says you're 22.
Sure,
you're
take
22.
It.
22, yeah.
Exactly. And I'm worried because, you know, when you get married, you have to fill out forms and, you know, that kind of thing. And I'm really nervous about it.
That's the only reason you want to tell the truth is because you got to fill out these new forms.
I just don't want him to be like, you know, oh, well, why didn't you say anything then? You know, just like, you know, she was just saying, oh, I'm from Miami. You know, I mean, that's a little bit different.
So how old are you really?
Well, now I'm 42.
And
but my license, you know, it says that I'm 32.
Okay.
And he's 33.
Oh,
okay.
And you're
so,
42?
Yeah, and so he thinks I'm a year younger than him and not 9 years older.
Gotcha.
Yeah, look, now, because that takes a lot of, you know, it's one of those things where one lie requires, I mean, 12 different lies just to maintain that one lie. Like, I mean, you're talking about a different point of reference. You have to memorize a different year of birth. You have to, I mean, your parents have to go along with it. I mean, how have you been able to do this for 2 years?
You know, let me tell you, it hasn't been easy. We were watching TV the other night. I won't say what it was. So it was like one of those, like, I love the 70s or I love the 80s. And it was, they were talking and I was like, oh, I remember that show. I love that show. And my boyfriend, hopefully fiance, said, how would you know that? And I was like, oh.
Reruns?
Nickelodeon, yeah.
blame it all on Nick at Night.
Right.
So, I mean, I catch myself, but it's, I don't know. I mean, it hasn't been that big a deal up until now, but I hadn't really realized how serious, you know, he might be really upset by that.
All right, now let me ask you this just because it's a piece of the puzzle. How do you know he's proposing?
Well, his sister and I are pretty close, actually, because we're quote-unquote close to the same age.
Oh, no, so the whole family.
And have a lot of things in common.
That's right, I hadn't even thought of that. The whole family is in on the lie, right?
Exactly. And they, of course, they don't know, you know, but we had lunch this weekend, and she said, you know, oh, what are you guys planning on doing for Valentine's Day? And I was like, I don't know. We hadn't made that, you know, any plans for it. And she's like, oh, you should try to plan something really romantic because I could just tell something was going on. And I was like, you know, why don't you tell me what's going on? And she said, well, I didn't want to be the one to say anything, but, you know, I know my brother's going to propose to you in February. And instead of, like, you know, you'd think that would be, like, a really joyous occasion, I thought I was going to pee my pants because I'm like, oh, my gosh, I know.
All right, so what we need to do here is we need to get some advice for Mary Jane on exactly what to do here. TC!
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Come strong, dude. What's up?
Hey, how's it going? For the lady on the phone, the best thing to do is to tell him now. Don't lead on that you know about the engagement and all that, but let him know what happened with the license and how old you are. You know, just come clean on it. And you might be surprised because if he really loves you, then I don't think he may not bail on something like that. You know, he might appreciate, you know, you just coming clean on it.
I think you've got a really great point there that if he sniffs out that the only reason why she's coming clean is because he's going to propose, it will mean nothing if she comes clean.
Right, because then you have reason to come clean now rather than just out and out doing it.
Yeah, right. That's a great point, man.
Right.
All right, TC.
Okay.
Always love you calling up, man. Thanks.
And he also brings a good point. I mean, and this is, you think about yourself. I mean, if you truly are in love with someone, I mean, age should not be the reason that you bail after this long.
Well, but the lie, though. I mean, let's reverse this because if it was a woman that was deceived for 2 years, this relationship is over.
Yeah, you can't reverse it because there's the double standard.
What do you mean?
Like, you can't reverse it because, you know, with this, like, you know, the situation is the girl, like, we're all looking at it like, oh, she's so crazy. She got that license, then she never told anybody. Now she's in a pickle. What's she going to do? Whereas the guy is going to be like, he lied to me. What else did he lie about? He's probably banging the maid at the hotel we stayed at last weekend.
Jeff is right about it. Is he wrong?
Oh, well, then
no,
if you can play the double standard card, then you should also know that is a woman going to be as freaked out about a guy's age as much as a guy will? Like, I think the double standard will apply here. The fact that this woman
is... if it was the other way around and he was really 42 and lying and saying he was...
I don't think the age would be as much of a factor for the woman as the lying, where here I think the age is going to play more of a factor in his head than the lying.
Good morning, Glenn. You're on All the Hits, Q100.
Hey, I'm right with you, though. I think the trust is the big issue. You know, I mean, if he loves her, that's he's got it with her, and he's gonna, you know, have a wonderful time. I don't think the age is that much of an issue, but the fact that that trust is up and married for 23 years, and between guys and husband and wife, that trust issue is a huge one. So she may wanna, when she brings that up, be in that kind of serious conversation and let him know that she's been honest with him in all other categories. And then, heck, I don't know if it's possible she go see a doc and see if she's in good shape. If kids are an issue, maybe the doc will give her a clean bill of health and said, let her know that, hey, you're good until about age 45. Beyond that, the risks, you know, get worse.
The pipes get dirty.
Yeah, you're from good stock. Let me check them gums, woman.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, let me check your teeth, honey.
Well, I think...
But that's true.
If kids are a big issue, I mean, the risks go up after 35. So.
Yeah, but I think she... I think it's a little judgmental to think that she's lied about everything. It's a running joke. Women lie about their age. Now, this is a pretty big lie for lasting so long, but I think that that's being a little too judgmental on her thinking that she's lying about other issues.
Yeah.
I think maybe the thing we need to focus on here, because everybody's going to say you got to tell him now, is how you tell him.
Exactly.
Morning, All the Hits, Q100.
Hi, this is Lori.
Hi, Lori.
I am actually married to a man 10 years younger than me.
Okay.
And we dated for 3 years, and we knew about it, and we've been married for about 3 years. And he's wonderful, and we're both very understanding, and we work, but it's tough. because we'll be, like you say, watching TV and all. I remember that, and he's going, yeah, I was 10. And it's very difficult sometimes, but it's worth it. But
I mean, but again, the difference is that he knew the whole time. Like our question for Mary Jane needs help in how to disclose the information to her boyfriend.
Here's how, is Mary Jane on?
Yeah, hold on, I can grab her.
You've been together 2 years, right?
Yeah, almost 2 years.
And your license says you're 32?
Mm-hmm.
So he was with you when you turned 30, or
yeah.
No?
No, because okay. When I was quote-unquote 22 when we met. Do you
right.
see what I'm saying?
And he was 23?
So, yeah.
So
okay.
He's supposedly...
Or no, he would have been 23.
Yeah, he's supposedly a year older than me.
What was going to be your point?
Well, I was just going to say, here's what I would do, because that's a momentous... I mean, that birthday celebration, it obviously would have been revealed, because that's a big... You know, you get the cards with the 30 mm-hmm. and all that stuff, and that's certainly going to, you know, happen at the 40, too.
Right.
But, so here's my thought is... I think she should just start right now, you know, admitting to her new age and acting like she never lied to him. Like, you know, like when she goes and fills out the paper.
Because guys will forget.
Let him look at it and go, he'll be like, you're 43? And have her go, yeah, what do you mean?
See, that's a guy's tactic, too. See,
yeah.
Because it'll be like, you know, the guy will be like, hey, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Yeah.
I never lied about my age.
Mary Jane, hold on, okay? What I want to do is I want to take a couple of calls from guys wondering, like, exactly how she should approach it. Because, I mean, she's going to have to tell the guy. So I think the advice we really need here is what does she say to soften the blow a little bit?
And exactly. And we're just going to hope that everything's going to work out fine. So I don't want the guys to call and say, man, this ain't going to work. This is never going to work. He's going to bail. You know, it like Bert said, it'd be more, okay, it's going to work out, but how should she tell him?
Mary Jane?
Yeah.
Well, you got a tough conversation ahead of you.
I think I like the last one, though.
Well, I mean...
That seems like the least... Because he's my fiancé. He's pretty easygoing. You know, he's got a really great sense of humor, so...
Well,
this is funny.
I think this is a knee slapper.
Yeah, it's like Cosby almost.
Yeah,
funny.
Mary Jane, I think you need to combine the last two callers. I think that this is a serious issue. I mean, I think that this could, I mean, the age difference and, you know, the whole, the family aspect and the future and everything. I think you should approach it as a serious thing. I don't think you should approach it as a joke, but you should let it be known. Look, in the beginning, it was all innocent. I mean, I didn't think it would be a big deal, but I really feel bad about it. Like, make sure that he understands that you understand the significance of this.
Absolutely.
You know, because you don't want to insult his feelings by acting like it's one big joke.
No, not at all. I could never do that. I mean, but I think if I don't know, it's just not my personality to be that, like, over the top and make up something really crazy for him to, you know, and then kind of lessen the fall. So I think if I deliver it straight like that, like you're saying, like, oh, it wasn't that big a deal when we met, but, and maybe even bring in the whole, like, remember the other night we were watching TV? I have something to tell you.
Let me just, let me flick this against the mirror and see how it pans out.
Ew. Mary Jane, honestly, I mean, I really want to know what I really want to know what happens.
Yeah.
You have to let us know how the conversation goes.
Do you have any idea when you might have this talk with him?
Well, I think the first call, that guy had it right. I definitely need to tell him beforehand, because I'm sure he would be upset if he knew that was the only reason I was telling him.
Will you do us a favor, and will you email producer Tracy and tell her right before you're about to have the conversation, so we could tell everybody you're going to, and then we'll talk to you the next day?
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So
good luck.
Funny.
All right, good luck.
Yes, I really appreciate it.
Good
I'm
luck.
Thanks, Lynn.
See ya. Yeah, I don't know that that's going to go well.
No. Well, I think there needs to be a lot more levity. I think she needs to be a little more serious about it. Instead of, if she purchased it with giggly and, by the way,
right.
I'm 42. Isn't that hilarious?
If y'all thought we were as cool as we really are, we'd never get into fights at all. We're as serious as y'all are about stuff like this. Yeah. She's got to take it seriously.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
All right, voice disguise are on. We are going to call virtual listener Max.
Max.
Good morning.
Hey.
How are you today?
Okay, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Well, I got a little problem.
Yeah, go ahead and relay your problem, and then hopefully we can have some virtual listeners give us a call up and try to give you some advice on how to get this thing reversed, man, because you are in a world of trouble right now.
Yes, I am. Me and my girl's been going out for about almost 2 years. We have a really good relationship, and I was out recently with some old college friends. We were having a big party celebrating one of my old friends got a divorce, so we were having a big party for that. And, well, you know, we tied one on pretty well, and we went out and partied. And, well, apparently I got a tattoo while I was...
Well, I mean, not apparently. Apparently. I mean, you should be able to tell if you got a tattoo.
I don't remember exactly, but I got one.
It's there now, and it wasn't the day before.
So apparently, there you go.
It's nice. It's a heart on my shoulder, you know, a nice big heart. Underneath it, nice engraved, Amanda always, you know. Well, the problem is my girlfriend's name is Kelly.
Oh, God.
Now, do you know an Amanda, or is that...
Yeah.
Oh, so this is a woman you know.
No, well, it's a woman I knew. It was my high school sweetheart and a couple of years of college. It was a pretty heavy thing. All these guys remember me from when, you know, Amanda was everything, so... I don't know how one thing led to another, but...
So do you think that you told the tattoo artist to put Amanda, or do you think that your buddies told the tattoo artist to put Amanda?
I think they did.
That's mean.
That's jacked that's up, awful.
I mean, it's not... I mean, not only is it the wrong woman's name, but it is an ex-girlfriend. I mean, that complicates things.
Oh, yeah.
So, wait, how does this whole thing work? Because when I went to go get my tattoo, I mean, as soon as I walked into that little room, I'm there all by myself, and I tell them what I want on my arm. So, these guys told them what to put on your arm, and you didn't have anything to say about it?
I don't remember ever being alone. I remember a whole mess of us at the tattoo place, and everyone sort of standing around while the guy was doing it, you know, and they were kind of giving me shots while the guy was doing it. I don't know what to do. I don't know if I'm going to have to break up with Kelly or not.
Yeah, I'm surprised because I have a little tattoo myself, and you're not supposed to, I mean, like, tattoo parlors usually try not to allow people who are that intoxicated from getting a tattoo.
They turned me down when me and my buddy John, same situation you were in, my buddy John, who I've known since, like, the sixth grade, he came to visit me in Dallas, and we're like, hey, you know what, dude, we're going to go out, we're going to get the same arm, man, let's go. We were hammered, and we walk into the tattoo place, and the guy says, you may be able to get a crappy tattoo down there that drunk, but if I do it, I am an artist, and you're so drunk that your blood thins out, and right. It would make the tattoo look all skanky, so he wouldn't do it.
Right.
So we had to go back the next day.
We were we were well out of Atlanta, and I, from what I remember, one of the friends knew the tattoo guy. I think that's probably why it was you know, we were drinking there and everything.
Oh, I see.
Neat.
So your friends go in there and set you up, man. That's jacked up. So your girlfriend hasn't seen the tattoo yet, obviously.
No.
How have you hid that from her?
I told her I hit my arm and I had a really bad black and blue, so I didn't want her to see it.
Oh, no.
But I figured...
Well, the good news is she's not smart, so we got that going for us.
She'll be clearing up. She's probably wondering already.
All right.
Oh, man. So what's your question?
Well... I don't know what to do about it. I don't want to break up with her. I don't want to, you know, I'm not sure how to show it to her without ending everything, you know?
So you're not going to have it removed?
Well, yeah, I can't have it removed just yet. I think it has to, you can't can't have it removed like until like 2 weeks or something after you got it.
And removing a tattoo takes a year.
Yeah.
Does it really?
A year?
Yeah, like you have to laser it and you have to go in for like 10 treatments.
I didn't know that. I don't know what the whole procedure was.
I didn't know that.
Now, does your
Max is now mad.
Yeah. You should have been mad last week when you got the tattoo. It's time to do a little research, my friend.
Does your girlfriend, Kelly, have the kind of temper? Because you just said, like, I don't know if I should break up with her. Like, are you afraid that as soon as she sees this, she's going to break up with you immediately?
I'm afraid she's going to kill me.
Yeah, he's not breaking up. He's got to work.
He's got a little temper, yeah.
All right, Max, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to take some calls from Burt Show listeners. Because if I put both of you guys on the voice disguiser, it just sounds really, really funky, okay?
Okay.
So hold on, and I'll come back to you.
I know what I'd do.
What would you do?
I would drag one of my friends that was there that night with me to go tell her.
You don't do that. That's jacked up. That's a great idea, though.
No, it's not jacked up, because it's jacked up that the friends allowed that wrong name to be tattooed
on my body.
That's what
I'm saying. That's the jacked up.
So that friend's coming with me to go tell Kelly that I got the wrong tattoo.
That's a really great idea. You drag one of your buddies in.
Explain.
As a woman, would that have any credibility with you at all? Or would it be just you'd think that the guy was covering for you and being a good wingman?
I might think he was a decoy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
I think he's got to break up with her.
No, he doesn't.
No, Jeff.
Yes, he does.
They've been together for 2 years over a tattoo.
Let's say you go out and get, or Stacy goes out and gets wasted. She comes back with that tattoo of a guy she used to sleep with on her arm.
Yeah, I can't divorce her for that, especially if the circumstances where she was hammered and somebody set her up.
Oh. If she was, whatever. Nobody said her.
You would divorce Jessica if she
absolutely
came.
Absolutely.
Oh, come on. You would not.
Over a tattoo.
If the truth, he's BSing us if he thinks that we're going to believe that he sat in there and his friends told him what name to put on the tattoo.
Yeah, that part doesn't make much sense to me because the tattoo guy does ask you what you want. So
right. That's a good point.
Good morning, Vanessa. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
5 years ago, I was dating a person named Keith, and I had his name tattooed in the back of my neck, thank God, so I have hair to cover it. But 5 years have passed, and I already dated 3 other Keiths, and I can't do it anymore. So,
you keep dating the same name guy?
Not on purpose. But it was never on purpose. It just happened. I will show it to a guy. They'll go, oh, my God, that's my name. We're meant to be together. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
I know your name is Brad, but can I refer to you as Keith?
That's great.
Hey, if everything else fails. So anyway, I went back to Miami just a couple months ago to visit a friend, and his mom is a tattoo artist, the one that does your lips and eyebrows and whatnot.
Yeah.
She said that she will tattoo skin color ink into the name to match my skin color so that it will blend in, because mine is like a banner and it has the name inside. So she was going to tattoo the skin color that matches my skin color so that it would basically blend in with the skin and leave it so that I could tattoo any other name or character that I want in it. And she told me she was going to do it for $100. I just haven't been back to Miami, but that's a good idea.
So, and how long that whole procedure takes? Is that just like getting a regular tattoo?
It's just like tattooing the name again, but with skin color and instead of black or green or whatever the color is. So whatever to get it on there.
Okay.
If the skin color doesn't match perfectly, maybe I'll come back again one day and have it line it up. But if I put another name on top of it, then you can't say anything.
Sure. I think if you put another name on top of it, you should stick to yours.
Yeah.
Right. I know. I'm going to put your name. Word your name.
Your name. Insert name here.
Generic.
If anything else, we almost learned the lesson here is do not get somebody else's name tattooed on your body.
Never think that's a good idea.
I knew a woman who got the person's face tattooed on her. Oh, so it's not just the name. I mean,
unless it's your kid. Like, I'm planning on getting Hayden's name tattooed somewhere.
He will always be your son. But right. I mean, yeah, that's just dumb to put somebody's name on your body.
Hey, Ashley, you're on All the Hits Q100.
The easiest. Granted, he does have to break it to Kelly, and he probably needs to be honest with her. But he can get it covered, and the easiest way to do it in 30 days, depending on how big it is, he can walk into any tattoo studio and let her pick out what to cover it with.
I think the problem with this whole be honest with her thing is that, much like Jeff, she's not going to buy this story. I think that's the problem.
Even think he's being honest with us. I don't think that...
Well, let's get him back on and try to get it out of him. Hey, Max?
Yo.
Are you being totally honest with us, man? Because everything we know about tattoo places, I mean, you got to go in there and you got to tell the guy what you want. And you're telling us your friends did it for you and you never had any say in it at all?
Well, I'm sure I must have said, oh, yeah, sure, whatever, you know, like in a drunken haze. You know, we were talking all night about college, and Amanda came up, so they must have had her in their head, you know?
Okay.
They must have, so you don't think about her at all anymore?
Yeah, that's my question is, yeah, is Amanda, does she have any, I mean, do you have any feelings for Amanda left?
No.
When's the last time you talked to her?
I haven't spoken to her in 3 years.
Okay, so it was well before you started going out with Kelly.
Before the tattoo, when's the last time you thought about her?
About Amanda? I don't even remember the last time I thought about Amanda.
Right. Okay, hold on one second.
Right.
Yeah, to a woman, this is going to be that he was subconsciously thinking about his ex-girlfriend, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Am I wrong?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ryan came home with his ex-girlfriend Tracy's name on his arm? Hell no.
Hell no.
You mean Tracy, that skank from Gainesville with the nasty hair?
That's what I want written on your arm right there. Tracy, that skank with the nasty hair.
That's what he says. You know what? I ran out of money and I couldn't get the rest of it on. And that's what this is.
We're going to take a couple more calls here, then we'll move on. Hey, Debbie, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, can I just tell you I am laughing my butt off. Come on, just tell the girlfriend she is going to laugh.
Are you out of your mind?
No, she's not. This is the funniest thing ever. He was drunk. He was stupid. His friends got a joke over on him. Let her enjoy the laugh, too.
You know what? I got to take back this whole I was drunk excuse. I mean, if you're that drunk not to remember what's going on, no tattoo artist on the planet is going to be able to tattoo your arm without you bleeding to death.
Yeah.
So give me a break. He wasn't that drunk. I mean, he might have been drunk, but you know what? He wasn't drunk enough not to remember. I hate that excuse.
And the girlfriend gets a good laugh at it if he comes back and he's got Bart Simpson on his back.
Right.
Okay,
sure.
That's funny. You were so drunk. Bart Simpson, we'll get that taken off. But he got the name of an ex-girlfriend on his back. He's screwed.
Screwed, yeah.
Morning, All the Hits, Q100.
Hello?
Good morning.
Hey, dude, Max is done. I don't care what he does to his shoulder. He can have it removed. He can have it covered. I have a tattoo on my left arm that I had covered. It's not a name, but it was a symbol that represented. It doesn't matter. I know it's there. I don't care what he tells her. If he takes the whole group with him, it doesn't matter. She will say that they're covering up for him.
The only way I think to rectify this is to remove the shoulder entirely.
Right. You gotta go surfing in Hawaii until a shark comes around.
You gotta surround yourself in blood.
Right. Anybody have any chum? I need to get my arm taken off. He should just start calling Kelly Amanda. Like, just say,
oh, that'll work.
You look like an Amanda to me.
Does she know that your ex-girlfriend's name was Amanda?
Oh, yeah.
You're so screwed, bro.
Dude. Hey, how quickly can you get to the Humane Society and get a dog named Amanda?
Yeah, man. I mean, usually we can come up with a couple of different, you know, ways for you to go and solve this, but nobody's calling up with anything except you're screwed.
How about that girl who called up and said she thought it was funny? Maybe I can go out with her.
Yeah.
She may be the only one in Atlanta still willing to go out with you after this. When are you going to tell her?
I don't know. I was listening, and maybe one of you said about bringing one of the friends around to tell her. You know? I thought that might be a good idea.
Well, sure. The only thing we're really interested in is you got to call us and tell us right before you do it so we can check in with you. A, to make sure you're still alive, and B, just to get people updated on the whole thing after you tell her.
Absolutely.
I guess we got to tell her, huh?
Oh, you got to tell her.
Oh, yeah.
Either that or, like Jeff said, you break up now and she'll never know.
I think he's
got... No, you got to be honest.
I think he's got to break up with her.
No, I think he's got to tell her.
I say for the interest of radio, you break up.
No, that's not fair because he'll break up with Kelly and blame Kelly for the breakup, and it's his damn fault.
How disrespectful is it? Like, they don't have a good relationship.
What if he breaks up with her, then he finds out later on that it wouldn't have been a big deal to her?
Are you kidding me? What do you mean it's not a big deal?
It'll be a huge deal.
No, I think if you want to play this, my man, here you go. Listen up. Here you go. You got to go straight at her and just go, look, I want you to see what's on my shoulder. And before you get mad, you want to know why it's there? This is a constant reminder of how much I hate Amanda and love you, baby.
Yeah, right. Maybe you just got to add a couple of words to it.
Like Amanda sucks or something.
Right. Yeah.
Amanda broke my heart. Amanda sucks forever. Like, you have this little, like, when you're, like, you know, when your teacher used to proofread your essays or whatever, and they would put that little thing, that little arrow, and write the word above it if you left the word out. Just put sucks in there.
Hey, Max, you got to give us a call back and let us know right before you're about to tell her, okay?
Right, I'm definitely going to tell her.
Okay, man.
All right, thanks, guys.
See you later.
traffic with the Burt Show on all the hits. Q100.
Oh, but I'd love to be a fly on the wall in that room.
If he could handle the pain, how about write something like, Amanda can never compare to the love that I have for Kelly. Yeah, a little painful, but you know.
But he keeps the girlfriend.
Yeah, there you go.
Sure.
The Burt Show.
Gamus Jeff.
Calling up a guy whose son is a six, seven-year-old basketball player. Dad is also a basketball player, and I tell him that they're both really not that good.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Mr. Smurfat, please.
This is him.
Hey, my name is Ben Herdock, coach of the basketball team, new coach of the basketball team.
Oh, yeah. How are you?
I've met your wife once or twice. I don't know if I've had the pleasure yet. How are you?
I don't think we did, but yeah, I'm doing all right.
You know what? I think I was actually fairly certain of this, and after talking to your wife, you work out at your old Knox, right?
Yeah.
I work out there as well. I've actually seen you there.
Oh, great.
Hey, is it a good time? Am I bugging you, or is...
No. Is there something coming up? Something you want to talk about, or...?
Well, I want to give you a heads up on Tommy, or Tom. We, I don't know, maybe a progress report or whatever. You've got a really great kid.
Yeah, we think so, too. We like him a lot.
I mean, he's a keeper, you know? He's...
Definitely.
He's going to be a heartbreaker with the ladies, and he's... he could be one of the best sports on the team, and
chip off the old block.
What's that?
Chip off the old block.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. You know, he's not very good at basketball.
Uh huh.
So have you noticed that, or?
I mean, he's young. You know, he's right. Got some stuff to learn, but I think he's trying pretty hard, and he's got some talent. He's definitely got some talent.
Right? Is he? He's six, right, or seven?
He's seven.
Yeah, would you say that maybe he's holding the team back from, like, any sort of championship or postseason?
I wouldn't say that, no. I mean, I think that,
Okay, well, he is.
Well, I would disagree. I mean, they're little kids.
Well, he is. I'm a coach, and you're not, so. I mean, we don't have to.
I also play basketball, too, but, I know a little bit about the game, and especially at that age, I think that, holding them back, it's just a learning process, really.
I'm not talking about holding him back or anything. I don't think he needs to pursue basketball any further. I think he's going to be a detriment to any team he's on.
Well, that's a little blunt, don't you think?
Well, I mean, what do you want me to do, beat around the bush?
And I don't want you to beat around the bush, but I don't think it's, these kids are 6 and 7 years old. I don't think that...
He's 7 years.
Deciding whether or not the kid's got enough talent to play the game is going to be determined at this age.
Well, he's 7 years
Michael
old.
Jordan didn't make the basketball team in high school when he was a freshman.
We've all heard that story.
Yeah, that's fine. But, I'm not going to tell the kid to stop playing. He likes playing.
Yeah, I'm going to have that talk with him, so I don't think you have to worry about
it. No, you're not going to have that talk with him. What's your name again?
Ben. Listen, we don't want him on our team.
According to who?
Well, it's me and some of the other parents.
There's no way that the other parents said anything like that.
Well,
I know all the other parents.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a good thing for anybody involved.
Who are you? Wait, how long have you been coaching this team?
This is my ninth day.
That's great. My son's been on the team longer than you have. So I think that if he wants to stay, he's going to stay before you.
I've been brought in to whip this team into shape. I mean, we're going to try to go to
the States. They're 6 and 7 years old. What is there to whip into shape? It's fun. They're learning how to play the game.
We're going to try to get them to a championship this year.
Dude, what are you talking about?
Justin might get an endorsement, so we're trying to make that happen.
What is this? Is this Division I basketball?
We had some of the parents came by the other night.
Well, you tell me who they are. I'll talk to them personally. Well, if you want, I'll sit down with you and all of them. We'll have this conversation. You're not kicking my kid off the f***ing basketball team at 6 and 7 years old. Sorry.
The clincher was, you're not very good at basketball.
Oh, really?
Right. We were there the other night.
Oh, you saw me play?
Yeah, you're not good.
So, who the f*** are you?
So,
A, who the f*** are you? B, I'll play you anytime you want to go.
Do you want to do like a little one-on-one, and if I win, your kid's off the team?
I'll kick your ass.
I mean, maybe he could work in concessions or tickets.
I was all-county in high school.
Oh, here
we go. What are you talking about? You saw me play, and I sucked. What are you talking about?
You weren't very good.
I'm not very good. What? You're... Dude... you got a big mouth, man.
You're slow.
I actually can't wait to meet you now.
You're slow. You're slow to the hoop. You have no hustle on the rebound.
I'm slow.
And we saw you in the locker room, and you've got a small penis.
All right. Yeah, very funny. I don't know why you're talking a bunch
of shit
like this.
You're faster
than the hoop. If you're this into the 6- and 7-year-old basketball, I don't know what to say about your life. Second of all, anytime you want to play, I'll play you one-on-one. I don't care who you are, where you played, wherever. I'll bust your
I would actually say I think your son could probably beat you.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Anytime we'll sit down with you, we'll sit down with the coaches, we'll sit down with the people who run the league.
I'm the coach. I run the whole thing.
No, you don't run. You're not kicking my son off the basketball team.
All right. Listen, this is Jeff with the Burt Show over at All the Hits Q100. Your wife has just phone scammed you.
Who put you up to this?
Your wife. She gave us all the information, including the small penis line.
Yeah, obviously you haven't been in the locker room.
Ow! We will scam you.
The Burt Show.